Good morning. It's Monday, September 14th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. Yesterday, South Carolina DHEC announced 515 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 24 confirmed deaths. The percent positive of test results reported to DHEC as of Saturday was 9.4%. Yesterday, Army officials identified the basic combat training soldier who was found dead in his barracks at Fort Jackson over the weekend. South Carolina Public Radio's Felicia Eady has more.
29-year-old Private Michael Wise was from Wisconsin. He was assigned to the 1st Battalion, 13th Infantry Regiment. Following his death Saturday, officials announced a 48-hour training stand-down. The exact cause of death is under investigation, but Army officials have said the death was not related to COVID-19 or to an active field training exercise. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel newspaper, Wise leaves behind a pregnant wife and a 2-year-old daughter. A GoFundMe page has been created. In Columbia, for South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.
Authorities are looking for 6 people captured on surveillance video around the time an early morning fire Saturday devastated an iconic Columbia building. More than 50 firefighters and 14 fire trucks worked to extinguish the 3-alarm fire at Dr. James Woods Babcock Building. 2 firefighters suffered minor injuries when they were hit by falling debris. The Central Midlands Regional Transit Authority in Columbia announced that a driver who was employed by their subcontractor tested positive for the coronavirus. The driver operated routes on the Comet last Monday, the SodaCap one last Tuesday, then last Wednesday on the 1302 Tripper USC. Officials say the driver will continue to self-quarantine for 14 days and then be retested. As officials make plans for the future dissemination of a coronavirus vaccine, South Carolina's Public Health Department is rolling out a new network to help manage and keep track of all the state's vaccine-related information. DX's statewide immunization online network would help immunization providers keep track of inventory and give the state agency the ability to address coverage rates. The system would also provide patient reminders and a portal where patients can access their immunization records. Authorities say 4 elderly people were killed in a head-on crash in Greer, and a suspect was in custody on DUI charges. A 2004 Ford Explorer headed south Friday on Highway 14, crossed the center line, and hit a 2006 Saturn View. The South Carolina Highway Patrol says the suspect, who's from Taylor's, was in custody at Greenville County Detention Center on 4 counts of failing a DUI, resulting in death. Greenville County Coroner Park 7 says the victims ranged in age from 80 to 92. He says all 4 died at the scene from multiple blunt force injuries. The collision remains under investigation. Authorities say a 26-year-old man is facing charges in connection with an incident at Allen University in Columbia that led a campus officer to open fire. The South Carolina Law Enforcement Division said Saturday, Ja'Cory Ochen Brown is charged with carrying or displaying firearms in public buildings or an adjacent area and pointing and presenting firearms at a person. According to an arrest warrant affidavit, Brown did point and or present a loaded firearm at Allen University officer Matthew Clark on Friday, and Clark shot at him. There are 4 active systems or storms in the tropical Atlantic Basin, 2 of which meteorologist Ray Hawthorne says are threatening land areas later today.
Tropical Storm Sally is in the Gulf of Mexico and is expected to become a hurricane later today before it makes landfall along the central Gulf Coast states tomorrow. Hurricane Paulette is nearly on top of Bermuda. Tropical Depression Renee and Tropical Storm Teddy are both likely to stay out at sea, but Teddy could become a major hurricane later this week.
Hawthorne says large ocean swells from Paulette are likely to create dangerous rip currents and high surf along our beaches over the next few days, and heavy rain from Sally could move into the upstate region later this week. Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.